Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Hurt.
Am I the only one who thinks that this weather has been the worst that we have seen in a long time?
This weather is very unpleasant.
And I hate that we have to keep banging on about the weather as Irish people, but it's what we do. But genuinely, has the weather not been really bad all across the country this summer?
Somebody said to me the other day, oh, Thursday, wasn't that the day that it was raining really heavily? And I was like, in summer, a really, really rainy day would usually stand out for people. But for me, I was like, I don't know what day it was raining.
They were all raining heavily. Exactly. Yeah. And then I don't mind when it rains during the winter, because when it rains during the winter, fine, it's supposed to rain. But when it rains on these days, then it's hot and then it's humid and then it's steamy.
I don't mind, okay. If it rains, that's fine and the skies clear up and that's perfect. But waking up every single morning and it's great. Guys, I think I'm suffering from SAD.
Seasonal affective disorder?
I think I have it, Chris.
Oh my God, me too.
I think I have it.
Me too, definitely. No, it certainly doesn't help.
Anyway.
OMG, Emma, how are you feeling?
I'm so
Do you have
good.
Any seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah,
oh
like
my
totally.
God. Oh my God, I hope you're okay. But look, how...
I'm so sad.
OMG. I like how seasonal affective disorder spells sad. Like that has to have been someone taking the piss out of seasonal affective disorder. Like some guy has to have been like, we'll call it seasonal affective disorder. Get it? Sad? I think anyway. Though I'm sure I'm sure it's a recognized mental illness, and I apologize if anybody feels
exactly.
I was making fun of their condition.
Exactly.
And I take it very seriously, as does Kira, and especially Emma, don't you, Emma?
Hear, hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Good woman. That's what I like to hear, Emma. All right, well, look, how about this? Emma is in, I should say, to play the fake celebrity news quiz. Emma comes in every...
Is that not why you're here as well tonight? You only work on Tuesdays because of that.
Yeah, that's right, yes. That's the only reason in fact, that's the only reason Kira and I are employed by RTE, to do the fake celebrity news quiz.
We
just
contract.
Leave. Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, Emma is here. And we're all here to play the fake celebrity news quiz. It happens every Tuesday. Emma comes in, and this is always great fun because the wonderful Emma Power, who is with us, by the way, her Twitter's @EmmaPower87, @EmmaPower87, and her Instagram is instagram.com/EmmaPower87. You should go online, you should give her a follow. The wonderful Emma Power comes in, and we play the fake celebrity news quiz. Now, how this works is Emma gives us 4 celebrity news stories. However, oh dear, one of them is fake. And it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which story is fake among all of the ones that Emma gives us. So, Emma, is there a theme tonight, or what are we going with? What is happening?
Yeah, so we have a theme, and the theme is celebrity talents.
Okay.
So as in other talents apart from, we'll say, their trade.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Cool, that sounds good. All right. Well, Emma, let's hear them. As always, I'll be taking notes over here, lest you hear any clicking or anything. It's not me looking them up on Google. It is just me keeping them in my head. That's all.
And now I'm standing up and I can see more of what you're doing.
Yeah, hey, look, don't look too far under
the table. Okay, okay.
Whenever you're here,
Emma, what are the stories?
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Oh, God, Kira.
Yeah.
Did you not warn him?
Absolutely. You know. Put on a new pair of pants and everything for you.
All right, Emma, what's the first story?
Do you think I'm looking sexy today?
It's about time you changed those pants because you were starting to stink.
Emma has really nice shoes on.
Thanks. You look great too.
Why do you have nice shoes on? Like, is there any reason?
Because I'm in work.
Yeah, they look nice. They look cool.
Yeah, it's called dressing for work. Hey, look,
what would I know about that? Are they like, is that felt or something?
No,
what do you call that material?
It's suede,
Chris.
Like suede.
Suede,
yeah.
That's it. They look very nice, Emma.
Thanks.
This little suede. Are they chunks?
They're kind of like a chunky
wedges.
Heel.
What do they call chunks?
Not wedges, no.
Look at me.
No.
I am so fashionable.
You've got it wrong.
What are they?
They're like just shoe boots with a chunky heel. They're not wedges.
Damn it. I was trying to describe a piece of clothing and sound knowledgeable about it. So I got that wrong, did I?
I should be wearing flip-flops now.
I know.
But look, instead you need that to wade through all the puddles outside. But anyway,
yes.
Emma, what is story number one?
Okay, so the first story is about Aaron Paul, a.k.a. Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Sure.
So he kind of has a bit of an odd talent. He claims that he can tell the sex of a dog by just petting it. Like, so before looking to see if it has bits or not.
He can just tell the sex of the dog by petting him?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, maybe he can. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who, anytime, you know, she comes across a pregnant woman, she'll go, that's a boy. Or she'll go, that's a girl.
Do you know why?
And usually she's right.
No, that's just weird.
No, do you know what it is? If you're carrying a boy, you carry it on your front. So if you look at a girl from behind, this is what they say. If you look at a girl from behind that's pregnant and you can't see that she's pregnant, well, then apparently that's when you're carrying a boy. But if you can see, like, you know, she's got all belly, then it's a girl.
Apparently. Huh. Interesting.
No way. All right.
Yeah, and then there's something about whether it's low or high, whether the bump's high or low.
that determines the sex.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay, there's a few little things like that.
Fair enough. Well, look, there you go. Story number one, Aaron Paul claims he can tell the sex of a dog just by petting it. What is story number two, Emma?
Story number two is that as a child, Claudia Schiffer was a keen yodeler.
Yodel. Okay.
I think I could get that. I mean, Claudia Schiffer, she's probably from...
She's from Germany, Chris.
Yeah, they probably yodel there. They do yodel, I'm sure. Sure they're known to yodel.
In Germany?
I think they yodel in Germany, Switzerland, Austria. I think kind of...
I would have said Austria and Switzerland.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have said Germany?
No, I wouldn't have said they're being into their yodeling in Germany.
Big yodeling country. Well, look,
maybe up the mountains in Germany, I don't know.
Yodeling is such a horrible practice. Like, as in, I don't get why you do it. Do they see it as like a musical thing? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I think yodeling's awesome.
I think yodeling's like it too. Horrible.
Yeah, I'd imagine in my mind, they go up the mountains and they're wearing clogs and they yodel and it echoes and it reverberates across the mountainscape. Yeah.
And they're wearing those big like dungarees and
their hair and plaits.
And their hair and plaits, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
This is it. And they're carrying jugs of beer, Chris.
Yeah, they're carrying two big jugs of beer and have a plunging thing like that shows off a lot of their breasts and they're blonde and they're... Yeah, look, that's actually quite an accurate representation
We're
of Germany.
We're not stereotyping at all here, you know?
But how about this? That is story number two. Claudia Schiffer, who is of course a model, right?
Yeah.
She was a keen yodeler. Well, there
Supermodel.
You go.
Model.
Yeah, well,
she was one of the original supermodels.
My apologies.
Well, sure, everyone's a model these days, Chris.
I'm a model.
Give her like you.
Every dickhead on the internet is now a model on Twitter and everything. Makeup artist, model, blogger. I'm that. I'm all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
You're
right.
You're a makeup artist, aren't
you?
Yeah.
And a blogger.
Yeah.
And a model. That's right. What is story number three?
Rounder.
Yeah, I'm a threat from every angle.
You are.
Yeah, what is story number three?
Story number three is that Leslie Mann can ride a unicycle.
Now, Leslie Mann, she's married to Jude Apatow, is she? Apatow?
I'm not sure. Sure.
I think she.
No,
I think she is.
I don't define a woman by who she's married to. Like, obviously, neither does Emma. Leslie Mann.
Yeah. Now make sure.
Yeah. Actually, I won't look. Sorry, Emma. I was just going to check if she was
married to.
Yeah. There you go. Judge Apatow. You're dead right, Kieran.
Okay.
So she can ride a unicycle.
I like her. Yeah, she can.
Okay.
She's in This Is 40, and she's in Knocked Up and stuff like that. She's
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, all of that. Right, so that's story number three. What is story number four, please?
Story number four is that David Arquette is an avid knitter.
David Arquette's an avid knitter?
Yeah.
Huh. I see.
Oh, he's a bit kind of weird, isn't he?
He is. He's odd. Yeah.
He freaks me out a bit.
Yeah, he's unusual.
Do you know what it is? I think the thing that makes him odd to me is Scream. I think Scream kind of... Almost
he played that character that was just really simple, and I think he actually kind of comes across that way in real life.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
And I'm not.
He comes across a little innocent.
Yeah,
he does.
I don't need to be rude about it.
No, he does.
Like that,
yeah,
he just
agree.
Comes across silly. Like.
He really does. Yeah, kind of vacant. But look, here are the four stories. Listen to this, okay? I'll give you them really quickly because this is important. One of these stories is fake, okay? And it's up to Kieran and I to try and guess which story is fake. Story number one, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, who was, of course, Jesse in Breaking Bad, claims he can tell the sex of a dog by petting it. Story number two, supermodel Claudia Schiffer was a keen yodeler. Story number three, actress Leslie Mann can ride a unicycle. And story number four, David Arquette is an avid knitter. Now, one of these stories is fake. Kira, I mean, I am flummoxed.
I have no idea. I'm absolutely floored. I haven't a clue. I haven't a clue. They're all so random that they all potentially could be true, but I know one of them is fake. I'm going to do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe on it. David Arquette would be the sort of person who'd be an avid knitter. I'm imagining Claudia Schiffer as a little blonde girl yodeling up a mountainside, even though I don't know whether that is, you know...
like Heidi.
Exactly.
That's what I keep imagining.
So I don't know, is that something that German children would have done? Aaron Paul, he strikes me like the sort of person who would say that.
Oh, he would so say that.
Do you know? Yeah. So I'm going to say that the Leslie Mann can ride a unicycle.
You're going to say that's the fake story.
Even though they're a really funky couple, Leslie Mann and Jude Apatow, and they're dope. They're not like your regular Hollywood, you know, power couple, let's say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say that one's the fake story, and I have no idea why.
You're going to say that is the fake story, the unicycle?
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to say in that case, the David Arquette story is fake.
Okay.
Okay. You don't know if any of those are fake, right?
I'm not, I probably swear to you.
Right. Yeah,
no, you genuinely don't know.
Because we've started conspiring against each other and like helping each other out any way we can so Emma doesn't win. Right, if we're really that stumped. No, actually, no. I'm sorry. To change my mind, I'm going to go for the Claudia Schiffer story being fake.
Why? Why the sudden change?
I don't know. That seems like too much of a stereotype that she'd be there yodeling in Germany.
Yeah, but...
I suppose if though she was going to be yodeling anywhere, it would be there, wouldn't it?
Well, she is from Germany.
That's what I mean.
But you see, I just don't know enough about yodeling to know would German children have yodeled.
Yeah.
And getting mixed up with Austrian children.
Right. That's all this.
Swiss children.
It's all good. It's all relatively
so,
similar.
Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to dim the lights. Emma, stop that. Now we're going to get the smoke machine.
Yeah. Oh, it's very smoky in here.
It's very smoky, it is.
Yeah.
We're going to get right into it. We're going to make it very tense. It's always very nerve-wracking when this happens. It's like a haunted house in here. So, Emma, can you start narrowing down some of the fake stories? Or some of the real stories, I should say.
Okay, so David Arquette does knit.
I'm glad I didn't go with that one.
He was on the front of like a knitting magazine and everything. So he's big into this. Yeah, big into it.
Your intuition was right, Chris.
Hey, look, see, I changed it at the last minute.
You and your woman's intuition.
Hey, look,
you know,
us ladies are rarely wrong.
Yeah. Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
That's a real story.
Interesting.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
How many weeks is this now?
That you've lost?
Yeah.
My apologies, Emma, and my commiserations. You are on a losing streak. You really are.
I really am. It's about a month.
You're into a solid dry patch of wind now, I'm afraid.
I am indeed.
My apologies. So it is between these two stories. Listen, one of these stories is fake. Actress Leslie Mann, who's in a lot of big movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin and all of that kind of stuff, she can ride a unicycle. And the other story, Claudia Schiffer, supermodel of course, was a keen yodeler as a child. Now one of those stories is fake. Kira, you chose the Leslie Mann story.
I did, for absolutely no reason.
Hey, I chose the yodeling one for absolutely no reason, other than my strong gut and intuition. So Emma, there's really nothing left to say. I mean, who is right? Who is wrong? Who is the winner this evening?
Well, I can say that for once, Chris, your intuition was right.
Wow.
Wow!
Yeah, look, you have won. Congratulations.
Thank you, Emma.
Well done.
Thank you, Emma. I'm very proud. I don't know why.
What was it about your intuition that made you jump from the David Arquette being an avid knitter to Claudia Schiffer wasn't into yodeling as a child?
And did you see how quickly I did it?
It was weird.
I just did it, you know? It was like I just got some divine premonition and had to change the story.
It was like you'd hacked into my email account.
I wish.
And looked at the email that I sent to Therese at my stories.
Yeah, I'd go straight for your cloud and check your photos and be like, come on, some holiday photos, some nude photos. Do you have your phone backed up like to a device like
that?
Absolutely
not. Absolutely
not. Tell him. Right.
Yeah. I don't even have I don't own a camera phone.
Okay. So do you hire a professional photographer for all those Instagram photos?
Oh, no, that's just, they're not even my photos.
Oh, okay. They're just a girl who looks like goes to another school.
Me.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Well, look, Emma, commiserations. And Kira, commiserations. I emerged victorious this evening.
Well done.
Which, to be fair, it was about time. I mean, this was going on for a long while.
No, I won for about a month now.
You did.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. You let someone else.
Maybe next week I might start winning again.
Maybe. No, Emma, I would prefer if you didn't.
Okay.
But, you know, congratulations nonetheless and all that and on doing a great celebrity news quiz, even if you did not win. You see what I'm saying?
Chris and Kira. 2FM.